We got to Seattle. We found out that Olympic College had a little course in mountaineering in Bremerton. And this course was actually not only patterned after, but identical to the course that the Seattle Mountaineers were putting on in downtown Seattle. So we went to this course. It was a one-quarter course, and you just went there one night a week. And you listened to people that were doing, like Omi Diver. We'll never forget Omi Diver. There's a story about that, but we'll leave that to later. Got us going, got me going especially. They took you on a number of climbs, so I went on a few introductory climbs in the Olympics just that one year. And then from there on, I was just off and running. You must understand that I was very busy working, and I had ultimately had five children and building a house and all this stuff. So my climbing was limited for the first 20 years to mostly one-day climbs. And one of the good things about being on Bainbridge Island with the Olympic Mountains out there is you can do very excellent one-day climbs. One day you could leave home early in the morning, drive over there, and maybe in an hour and a half be on the trail, and then get back home that night and have climbed a fairly significant peak. So I started out with just one-day climbs, pretty much. Oh, I did a very early climb of Rainier. That, of course, took a weekend. But so I started that way. And then I would take advantage of 4th of July weekend. It was a good time to climb. You had 3 days there. I would do that sometimes. I hauled the kids out into the mountains, of course, when they were tiny. And then when the kids were gone, they went off to college. Our kids all went off to college and never came back, basically. I mean, they were on their own. Well, then it opened up more opportunities. And
right.
I could go on one-week trips. And I did a series of one-week trips in the Olympics and North Cascades. You can do a lot in a week. You can spend the whole week in the high country, and you can climb, you know, can climb a peak a day if you're up to it. And one thing led to another. And then about that time, I realized that I had climbed 50 or 60 peaks in the Olympics. And there were exactly 100 named peaks in the climber's guide to the Olympics. And I said to myself, what the heck? Interesting goal. Why don't I set out to climb all 100 peaks? And of course, that left 40 peaks almost inaccessible. That's why I hadn't climbed them. You don't reach them in a day or 2 days or 3 days. So that set me off on a bunch of at least a week-long trips where the mountaineering consists of 90% beating your way through the brush, Devil's Club, and climbing up scree slopes and stuff, and, of course, 10% wonderful climbing on snow and ice and so forth. But anyhow, I loved it. And I ended up climbing 105 peaks in the Olympics. And I may be the only person that's done that. There's somebody in Seattle that, by a roundabout way, got in touch with me, and they're implying that I'm the only person that's ever done that, whatever that's worth. And then I've probably done another 100 peaks in the North Cascades and all the volcanoes, big volcanoes, in Washington, Oregon. And climbed all three of the Teton Peaks along the way.